AircheckDownloads.com.
Tonight we're gonna have a ball right here on Capitol Gold, the Randall Lee Ross Radio Show. So turn the volume up on your radio, cause Randall's here and ready to go. When those oldies play, we listen to.
All right. I'll do it, yeah. The Big R Show on a Sunday night, starting out 8 to 9 with the U.S. Countdown from the 28th of July, 1967. The so-called Summer of Love. We'll take a look at some of the big airplays on U.S. radio stations that summer, that July, what was happening on the stations, and eventually moving to the top 10 on this day, the 28th of July, 1967, the Summer of Love. And just to keep it for my old soul bro numero uno, in that soulful groove, getting lots of airplays that summer stateside. Wood Peak in September at number 4. The Queen of Soul starts us off on the U.S. Countdown, talking about Aretha and Baby, I Love You. And Baby, I Love You, tripping down memory lane for your old buddy, the Big R. Yeah, I remember it well. The Summer of Love, 67 stateside, that was getting airplay all across the U.S. of A. And it was the Summer of Love. We've got some tunes coming up indicative of that. But right now, those Gibb brothers were singing all about love, to love somebody, back in the summer of 67, in the good old U.S. of A, the Bee Gees. Oh, you don't know what it's like? Well, I know what it was like back in 67, a day glow summer. Yes, it was. Some of our bigger films that year in America, The Graduate, Dustin Hoffman, Anne Bancroft, In the Heat of the Night, Rod Steiger and Sidney Poitier, and Bonnie and Clyde, Warren Beatty and Faye Dunaway. Three real big films that year. Also in that year, on the downside, of course, 1967, Detroit saw the worst race riot in U.S. history. About 40 people died, and in today's terms, over $1 billion worth of damage. In fact, the Detroit mayor said that Detroit, parts of it, back in that summer of 67, in July, looked like Berlin in 1945. And we also watched nightly violence on TV every night. Every night on the nightly news, all the latest updates on Vietnam. Now, that was the downside. Here's a good tune from the grassroots on the upside. Let's live for today, yeah. Good idea back in 67, from the West Coast, the grassroots. But back on the other side, the Eastern Seaboard, in New York City, getting lots of airplay. 1967, U.S. Countdown, looking at those tunes from years gone by, or the year of 1967. A group formed up in Greenwich Village in NYC called Every Mother's Son. And they said that year, that summer, come on down to my boat. A psychedelic ending to a tune that was indicative of the time. Pleasant Valley Sunday, the Monkees, putting down the suburban lifestyle that was so popular in the 50s and early 60s in the USA. Oh boy, here's some info for you might not know. That summer, the Monkees had a big tour in the States, and guess who was support? Support, I do add, that is the operative word. Jimi Hendrix was supporting the Monkees. But it only lasted about 2 weeks because everybody was saying that his act was too erotic. So after about 2 weeks, he was dropped from the tour. But it is hard to believe, isn't it, that Jimi Hendrix was supporting the Monkees. But that's the way it was. Also, Muhammad Ali was stripped of his World Heavyweight Championship title for resisting Uncle Sam. He would spend years fighting off the draft and caused lots and lots of problems, and lots of problems for Ali. But in that year, our troops rose to 525,000 U.S. boys in Vietnam, and Ali didn't want to make it 5,000 and 525,000 and one, if you get my drift. So he resisted, stripped of his title. But that year, everywhere across the USA that summer, let me tell you, in July, be it a gas station, university, nursing home even, I imagine, shops, everywhere across the USA, it was the summer of Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band LP. You heard it everywhere. And also, this was the big, or one of the biggest anthems of that summer of love. We know it. We loved it. You loved it. The Beatles and All You Need Is Love. She loves you, yeah, yeah, yeah. The Beatles. And that would reach number one in August. And All You Need Is Love, big song, anthem of the summer. It typified the sound of the time. Yes, it did. Also, back in those days, the summer of 67, well, Haight-Ashbury, the section of San Francisco called Haight-Ashbury, was declared a hippie haven. And thousands of flower children flocked to San Francisco and with, believe it or not, yes, they did, with flowers in their hair. There's going to be a love-in. There's going to be a happening with flowers in their hair. Scott McKenzie went to San Francisco back in the summer of 67, July, and was all over our radios. Now, those were the very big radio plays. Some were in the charts going down, some just bubbling under coming up. But right now, we are going to move on Capital Gold, 1548 a.m. Every Sunday night, 8 to 9, looking at a year gone by in the USA. And this year, it is July 28th, 1967, the summer of love stateside, and also the summer of love in Britain, not to forget that. But let's now move on to the actual top 10 on this date. What was it, 24 years ago? He will appear twice, once with his Four Seasons, a bit later, solo. Here they are right now at number 10. It was down from number 9 on this day, July 28th, 1967, stateside, the Four Seasons, and Come On, Marianne. Francis Costolucci and the boys from New Jersey. Yeah, down from number 9 where it peaks, down to number 10 this week, stateside in America, July the 28th, 1967. Also, the Fifth Dimension. They're down from number 7 where they peaked for 3 weeks at number 7 to number 9, the Fifth Dimension, and up, up and away. Fifth Dimension. Oh, yeah, I remember. I recall. Do you remember? Do you recall? I'll tell you what really kicked off the Summer of Love stateside, sort of the demarcation point of the Summer of Love. Well, it was the biggest pop festival in history to date at that time. The Monterey Pop Festival in California in June kicked off the Summer of Love, a three-day fest with Hendrix, Janis Joplin, The Byrds, The Who, let's see who else, The Animals, Otis Redding, Simon and Garfunkel, Mamas and Papas, Country Joe and the Fish, Canned Heat, to name but a few. And that's what really did kick it off. And here is another anthem from the summer of 67 stateside, no doubt about it. Typical sound of San Francisco and the West Coast. Grace Slick and Company talking about Jefferson Airplane. I'm sure you remember this one if you are a rock and roll music devotee. It's called White Rabbit.
AirCheckDownloads.com.